أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're looking at the A to Z of Salah, and we're on the topic of D for Dua, one of my most favorite topics. And we will continue today with part two, looking at the conditions of Dua. The first one is that the desire must be genuine. You know, every cell of the one asking must want what it requests. Sometimes when we read the du'as that are recommended by the masumin, we just sort of read them continually without understanding them. But du'a has to be genuine. See, when one is thirsty, the effect of the thirst appears on the lips and the face, the throat, the liver, the stomach and the tongue all cry out for water, so much so that if one were to close their eyes, the dreams would be of water. One would imagine water as well. And therefore, in the same way, when we do dua, the desire must be genuine. Even when I say, Ya Rabbi, forgive me, it must be genuine. I must know what I am asking for. The second condition of dua, it must conform with the system of creation. It cannot be opposed to the system of creation. See, Allah created good, biyadhil khair, in His hands is only goodness. Evil is the absence of good. It's not something that's created. Therefore, asking for something that is wrong, that is evil, is not a dua which will be answered, however genuine the dua might be. So, first, the desire must be genuine. Secondly, the dua must conform with the system of creation. Thirdly, the dua must be in harmony with the circumstances of the one who is asking. So it's important that one must also act towards the desire besides the dua. And I mean dawa and dua, striving towards it and doing dua. If I merely do dua and I fail to act, it's like one who wants to shoot an arrow with a stringless bow. Imam Ali says, a dua without action towards the goal is ineffective. Dua is not there for replacing action, but to complement it. And that's really, really important. If I'm searching for a companion and I have an idea as to what sort of companion I want, I will start searching for that person until I find a match. That is the promise of divinity. But I must search. And I continually repeat this, Quran, Surah number 14, Ayah 34. We give you whatever you ask for, but there is action and dua. And finally, the fourth condition for dua is that the heart must be cleansed and pure, and the means of livelihood must be halal. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whenever one of you wants his dua to be fulfilled, he should first cleanse the source of where his food comes from, unburden himself from that which he has acquired from people unlawfully, for Allah does not raise to himself the dua of one who has gained something unlawful. In Dua al-Kamal, we say, Allahumma ghfirli al-dhunuba allati tahwis al-dua. Allah, forgive me those sins which stop my dua. Well, one of them needs to be our actions. We need to make sure that the heart is pure and the risk, the sustenance that we take in, whether it's physical, mental, emotional or spiritual, is all halal. It's all right. And finally, the best times to do dua is on a Friday, on Laylatul Qadr, on the first night of Rajab, the 15th of Shaban, the night of Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. But there's a hadith of the Prophet which says, pray on four occasions: when the wind is blowing, when the rain is falling, at noon, because these are times when the gates of Jannah are open, from dawn to sunrise, after every salah, after the recitation of Quran, between Adhan and Iqamah, when the heart is broken, when tears are running down your cheeks, when you're ill, at the time of iftar, during Hajj and Umrah. How does one prepare for dua? You know, dua can be done at any time, anywhere. But if you're going to formally sit down and recite a dua or do a dua, then do wudu. Apply some perfume. Direct yourself towards Qibla. Accompany the du'a with sadaqah. Recite a salawat before and after, because when the du'a is sandwiched inside a salawat, I mean, it cannot be rejected at all. And finally, when you're raising your hands in du'a, wearing a keek ring, these are all extras that help. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq that our du'as be accepted, and that we also pray for others first. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.